I am very excited to have a guest on the line with me. Oh, they're just the best. They're my favourites. Everyone, I think, in the country loves them. I'm talking about There's a Tuesday, and they've recently put out the song Water Baby. I'm delighted to have from the band Minnie on the line with me. Good morning, Minnie.
Good morning. Kia ora. How's it going, Lance?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. Thanks for that awesome little hype up there.
Oh, hey, you're welcome. You're welcome. hey, what's been going on?
We've been having fun, put a new song out, and yeah, just kind of preparing for the summer, doing some band practice. As we should, and just slowly releasing an album, actually, which is pretty cool.
Yes, you've been drip feeding us, and it's kind of all hits, no misses, really, at this point. I've been loving it. Tell me, what is the process of recording an album like? Because it's not a quick one.
Yeah, I don't think it would be for anyone. I'm not sure what kind of genius could smash it all out real quick. It's been pretty long. With that song, Water Baby, that's just come out, has been actually alive and well for like 3 years or something.
But, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we went through a few different iterations. We kind of recorded it demo style and then later came back to it and re-recorded it with Will McGilvray.
Goodwill, we love him.
He produces all our stuff, so it's real special working with him on this record because, yeah, he's a very nice, chill, and talented human who's been quite patient with us having to come in to record things at random times, and obviously we don't all live in the same place, so we kind of have to line up the moments that we can record. But yeah, no, it's been really cool and definitely long.
Now, yeah, are you like a patient person? Are you like, does this gel with you to kind of record an album? Because I feel like I would just go insane waiting for all these things to happen.
I think I might be a little bit patient, I think. I don't want to say that and maybe the band's like, no, she's not, but I think I am a little bit patient and have kind of enjoyed the length it's taking, because I feel like it has to take as long as it does, probably.
Hey, so true. So very true. So let's get to Water Baby, your latest release. Very, very kind of comforting and warming to listen to, and it's such a beautifully produced song. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, it's sort of lyrically quite a retrospective song, kind of about feeling like you're in a little bit too deep and that may be a recurring thing that happens. But, yeah, I guess it's cool that you say that it's, like, warming, because we were kind of going for that sonically to make it feel kind of hopeful, even though the lyrics are a little bit melancholy. We're going for the hopeful vibe and the warm vibe, so that's really cool. It's just lots of nice. I mean, there's this one cool little sort of guitar thing that happens like the whole song long, which I feel like can be quite nice and makes you feel like the same thing is happening, which feels really cool for some reason, I think, in the background.
So you mentioned earlier it's kind of gone through a few iterations. Has it kind of landed where you anticipated it to?
Yeah, 100%. The demo that we created a while back was like almost too dramatic or something and didn't feel that hopeful. Felt like sort of it was really in that melancholy world sonically, but I feel like this is definitely what the lyrics kind of needed to have behind it, if you know what I mean. Musically, it feels hopeful and
uplifting. Right, that's so interesting. Is this a fair representation of what's to come with the album, or should we expect, you know, a bit of variety?
I think both of those things could be true about the record. It's like there is quite a bit of variation through it, but I guess a few themes from this song definitely recur throughout the album. We're kind of trying to do a little bit of less is more this time around. We've been pretty chronic for just throwing a zillion things in there and wanting it to feel really big, but we've been just like choosing elements that sort of feel really important and trying to take out the things that don't feel like they serve the song as much. So that's been really cool, and that's definitely a recurring thing through the record, just trying to be a bit more intentional about all the parts.
Wow, that's so cool. And like really shows your sort of journey as musicians. Because last time I had Joel and Nat in here, I kind of mentioned like, oh, you know, you guys have been together for a while and you're sort of grown up a bit now. Like, you're not young teenagers anymore. Like, that's a lot of sort of development to go through together.
Definitely, eh? And so interesting to go through that sort of side by side and see that in real time, everyone's sort of maturing a little bit musically. And yeah, it's cool. We've all done it all together, which is pretty amazing.
And what's it like kind of exposing yourself or like your personal selves through the lyrics and stuff and writing these songs? Is that easy?
I think it feels easy and fun mostly. I think it's like always a little bit daunting, especially when you're talking about stuff that feels kind of personal or that kind of thing. But I think the end goal is always to create something kind of hopefully that someone else can relate to. So I feel like it feels pretty good in that regard, being able to share things. But yeah, I mean, a little bit daunting for sure.
Yeah, well, thank you, you know, for doing it, because not everyone does, and you know, it's a very important thing to do. Now, I'll be obviously, you know, playing this song forever and ever and ever, but tell me, what are you doing for the summer, you know, where the temperatures are rising, we're all getting a little thirstier, we're ready for a boogie, like, what are you guys, are you up to much for the summer?
Yeah, we are. We're also feeling like the temperature is rising and excited to have an awesome summer of, great times. We've got a show, we're playing Le Current in Taupo, which is really cool.
God, that really sounds like an amazing time. I've always wanted to go.
Oh, you should go. Yeah, it is a real good one. So that'll be super fun. And then we're playing at Twisted, actually, for the first time, which would be quite cool.
Yeah, now that's interesting.
Yeah, really excited about that. I've never actually been, but have heard only amazing.
I know, yeah.
So that'll be cool. Yeah, that's on the 1st we're playing at, I think, about 7 p.m. And later in the year, next year, well, not super later, but we're playing at Two Minds, which will be a big treat.
Oh, yeah, fabulous. Yeah. Which, you know, I am the face of, really. No, that's such an exaggeration. Oh, my God, that's so cool. And, of course, like, it's super summery music, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's so perfect for this sort of time. Now, with all these gigs coming up, how do you plan it? Like, is it a mixture of like new and old music or what?
Yeah, I think over the last year or so, we've sort of started playing a lot of new songs, and we'd say, "Oh, this one's not out yet." But I guess now we can say, for at least three of them, that was the 3rd single, we can say this one is out.
Yeah.
Really good.
Oh, gosh. Hey,
yeah,
Minnie,
thank
you so much for joining me this morning. It's always a delight to talk to you, and congratulations on this track. It's an absolute banger, as they all are, and it makes me very excited to see what else is to come. So, yeah, all I have to say is thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much for having me on, Liam. It's always amazing to talk to you too. You're a legend.
Oh, stop it. Have a great day.
Hey, you too, my friend.
And that was the lovely Minnie from There's a Tuesday. Let's play that song now. Here is Water Baby.
Slip through.